Today, a story about a dog that just didn't want to leave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear about it. Call in anytime. You can call 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to our archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon. I'm just saying, we both are big animal lovers. We love yes. our dogs. And as most people know, I lost my dog a few months back. And I still don't have another one. It was like, it's been a very difficult grieving process for me. And I think people relate to that. And you have lost a dog. You had one that had your heart as well. So I'm sharing this with everybody. Because this is obviously a story about a dog that didn't want to leave, and I don't know how well I'll do reading this story. So I hope I do okay. So if you start, if I start getting all choked up, I'll just pause, take a deep breath, and continue on. Okay, you think we're ready?
Okay, okay. I think you've got this. We can do it.
Okay, here we go. My story is about my dog and her sister. I'll start with a brief background before I get into this story. I had my dog, Chessie, for almost 10 years. My parents had her sister, Millie. Millie was a few years younger than Chessie and was from a different litter, but those two loved each other more than anything I'd ever witnessed. I lived a couple hours away from my parents, and every time I'd visit, Chessie would come with me, and she and Millie would be glued to each other's side the entire time. Chessie and Millie were purebred Newfoundlands, big, loving, gentle giants, and I'm adding in this myself, they are wonderful dogs. Anyone who owns a dog can agree that they truly do become members of your family, and you love them just as much as you do your human family members, and the love they reciprocate to us is just as much, if not more. Agreed with that, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, take a deep breath. Millie was born with extremely severe skin allergies. My parents would make monthly trips across the state to take her to a specialist. He told them he had never dealt with a case as drastic as hers. Because of this, she was on some intense medications, which gave her a much, much better quality of life than if she were not on them. But they ended up making her life much shorter than it should have been. Millie ended up passing away from pancreatitis at the age of 5. Pancreatitis in dogs can come on extremely fast and can be deadly. It came on and took our poor Millie from us in a matter of hours. Ugh, I can't imagine. Oh. I can't imagine that. We all knew her life would be shorter because of her illness, but we didn't expect it to happen as fast as it did. Millie was a happy dog and was filled with life, and my mom had always said that when it was Millie's time to go, she'd go out in a hail of victory. The day she passed, we had a wicked thunderstorm and hailstorm. Thunderstorms are pretty common occurrences during summers in Michigan, but hailstorms are few and far between. We were all convinced that this was Millie's way of showing us that she was not ready to leave and wasn't going without a fight. Shortly after Millie passed, things started happening. She used to wear a chain collar that had her ID tag and a rabies tag attached to it. She had a habit of shaking every time she'd get up from lying down, which would make quite the ruckus. After she passed, my mother and brother would hear this. My mom said she would be down in the basement doing laundry and would hear Millie's tags clinking together upstairs. She would be the only one home at the time. This also happened to my brother. He would be upstairs and hear the sound of Millie's tags shaking together coming from the living room. He would go downstairs and no one would be there. Again, he would be the only one home. And that is a very distinct sound. Your dog's, you know, your dog's, like Buddy's collar, like that had such a distinct sound to it. So especially you're just down in the basement doing laundry and then you hear that, like, because you're not thinking about your
dog. You would hear it and like for a split second, you would think Millie's in the, you know, you'd turn around to see, expect to see her and then you'd remember, oh no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Millie isn't here.
Well, that sinking feeling.
You know, that sound would make you just go, hey, Millie.
And then
Millie,
that hits you in the heart.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I think anyone who has pets understands, you know, there's a certain sound that they have.
Yeah.
Now, this next part, yeah. You'll relate to this too, because this is so me, and I've talked about this a lot on the show. My mom also started finding coins all over the place. I talk about this all the time. I had heard that when people pass, their loved ones often find coins in unexplained places. Well, this started happening like crazy to her. She would find them all over the house, in the garden, at work, and in her car. They'd show up in her path out of nowhere. She'd walk into the bathroom, walk out. There'd be a heads-up quarter right in front of the bathroom. I was getting calls from her almost daily about where she found a coin. When my brother and I were young, my mom gave us both a gold coin with a guardian angel on it, something to hang on to for protection and good luck. My brother got into his truck one day shortly after Millie passed to go to work, and his angel coin was sitting on the front seat. He had no idea how it got there, and no one had used his truck from the time he last used it. That kind of gives me all the goosebumps right there.
Yeah.
So Millie and Chessie's favorite toy was a stuffed plush spider. Anytime they played tug of war, it was with their spider. If one of them had the spider, the other would get jealous and try to get it. About a month after Millie passed, Chess and I were at my parents' house for a visit. I was sitting in the living room visiting with my dad, and Chess brought me the spider. I started playing tug of war with her while chatting with my dad. After a few minutes of this, she stopped and was transfixed on something next to her. My dad and I sat and watched as she followed something around the room with her eyes. Her tail was wagging like crazy. She eventually got up and started chasing after it. It scared me half to death because I could not get her to snap out of it. Whatever she saw had her in a trance-like state. I got on my knees. I sat in front of her, holding her face with a hand on each side of her face, saying her name, and she would not snap out of it. Finally, she did. And when she came to, she acted almost startled and confused, like she had just seen a ghost. That would be scary.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds like a seizure, but then seizures are different. You would know if your dog was having a seizure. That's just interesting, especially when that happened when her dog was playing with their favorite toy, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was the strangest thing, she said. My dad and I could not explain it. The first thing that came to my mind was Millie. She was jealous that Chessie had her toy and wanted in on the game. Chessie became attached to that spider, so we ended up taking it back to my house when we left my parents. The same thing would happen at my house each time Chess got her spider out to play. I'm convinced that Millie would come around to play with her. Now here's the part where I'm going to get all, About a month ago, we had to rush my Chess to the 24-hour emergency vet and ended up having to put her to sleep due to pancreatitis, just like her sister.
Although, I'm so sorry. Me too.
Although she barely showed it, she was in a lot of pain, and the vet had to medicate her to make her comfortable. As I held her and talked to her before her last breaths here on Earth, I have to take a deep breath and a little bit of scream because I felt tears coming up. Okay, here's a deep breath. I could tell she was medicated, but she was still very awake and aware. All of a sudden, her eyes opened really wide, and she became ultra aware, staring right past me, following something all around the room with her eyes. I knew as soon as I saw this that Millie was there. She was there to take her home. They both could finally be together again. This gave and still gives me comfort. I'm a firm believer in heaven. I also am a firm believer that when it's our time to go, we don't go alone. This goes for humans and animals alike. I believe Millie patiently waited for her sister and that she was there to take her home. Isn't that beautiful? It's such a beautiful thought.
That really is. Ugh. You know, there is that possibility of seizures because seizures can manifest differently. Different types of seizures and whatnot, and I know this because my dog has them, but there is a difference, and I think you can recognize it. Sometimes my dog has a trance-like look, and it's kind of glassy, and like they're not seeing me.
Yeah, because I'm going to finish this real quick.
I'm sorry. I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I started crying. That was my fault.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I often wish I would get some sort of sign from Chessie like my mother and brother did from Millie. I realize it's only been a month and still could, but at the same time, I also hope I don't. I want her to be in heaven at peace and not stuck in limbo. I feel that Millie was stuck in limbo as she waited for Chessie. This relates to a question I have. When we see or receive messages from loved ones who have passed, do you think they are stuck in limbo and are yet to go to the light? Thank you so much for your show, Liz. So that's interesting.
That's a good question,
we're gonna come back to that question, but I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to finish that up because I had to cry just a little bit there.
Oh, right.
Take a breath, because I don't think
I totally get it.
But some of that, what she's saying, does sound a little bit like a seizure.
But it's weird it would happen every time
every
she picks
time
up
you get
the
toy
spider.
Out. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of makes that a little bit of a moot point, I think. My dog lately has been doing where he'll look at something that is out of place, that's wrong, and I'll look over there and go, oh my gosh, that's wrong. And he'll be looking at it and does that little adorable thing that dogs do where they turn their head one side
they
then to the
it.
Other.
Yeah.
And yeah, like keeps tilting his head back and forth.
WTF
and I look at him
for
and I go,
dogs.
Why are you doing that adorable tilt head thing? And then I'll look over at what he's looking at and I'll go, oh my God, this is turned around backwards. Like, who did that? Right. Like, this whole picture is facing the wall or something, you know? And he gives me that look like, why is the picture in the wrong place? You know, why is that happening? Why it tilts his head. So I think she could tell. I think she could tell if it was a seizure or whether.
I do too. And I also think that animals are way more in tune with the universe than we are. Mm. Like that story about when they had to put her dog down is absolutely beautiful. You know, who knows if that, you have no way of confirming it, but it's such a beautiful thing that happened right then. Like the dog's looking around and sees something like it was his sister.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's so beautiful.
When she discussed that, whether you're going to the light or not, if you're still here, does that mean you haven't been able to, you know? And I think about that, too. I think that's a really good point that she brings up. Does that mean that they're here and can't? Because sometimes I think, you know, I need a sign. I need to know, like, I'm really missing my dad. And I just need something from you, Dad.
And that's
you
when
know,
I get pennies.
Like, it feels like you're getting away from me, you know, and I need you back a little bit and I need a sign. And then sometimes I get one, you know, a little find that penny or find a, you know, a something that will remind me of him. And I'll think, no, he's still here for me. So I think, can it be both?
Here's my take
on
that.
Can you have gone to the light and still look after your loved ones from there?
I honest to God feel that once you pass, there is no such thing as time. So there'd be no such thing as limbo. Like you could be, you know, 500 years in our time could be 5 minutes. Like it just, mm-hmm. there's no concept of time.
Though I think there are spirits that are attached to a place, to a house, to mm-hmm. a, you know.
Agreed.
Something. I think that can happen as well. But as far as once you passed into the light, can you come? I still feel like there's that comfort of them protecting and being there for us, don't
right,
you?
Right. Agreed. That story got me in the heart today.
I know. That was a tough one.
That was a good one. If you like this show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. You can try it for 3 days free or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.